Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? It's hard not to listen to all the Christian greetings at this time of year, even or maybe especially when they don't pertain to you. I asked Annie Laurie Gaylor, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, what she says when grocery store clerks and others wish her a Merry Christmas.
It depends on my mood. Sometimes I'll say thank you and Merry Winter Solstice to you, or sometimes it's late in the year, Happy New Year, or sometimes if I'm irritated, I'll say that's a funny thing to say to an atheist. Diversity makes for good commerce. Why make an assumption about the person that you're who's buying things from you, your customer? Why not say Happy Holidays, Happy New Year? You know, it's not that I take terrible offense, but I am reminded when people say Merry Christmas that they assume that I must be celebrating Christmas, ergo I must be Christian.
Our president and vice president have vowed to bring back Merry Christmas, no more Happy Holidays for them, but Gaylor disputes that Christmas is under attack.
There's no war against Christmas. There's no country where there's greater religious liberty to believe or disbelieve as you like. What there is at this time of year is a war against separation of church and state, and unfortunately, I think, a tendency to turn non-Christians into outsiders. And that's not really what our founders intended.
Something as beautiful as this season should be uniting us, not dividing us, says Gaylor.
This season belongs to all of us, that it's really the Christians who stole Christmas, and we're happy to share it with them. But just not this pretense that it's the birth of their mythical Jesus. So we kind of spread the word about the winter solstice, the real reason for the season, and that this is a part of a pagan history that's been celebrated for millennia in the Northern Hemisphere. But in terms of separation of church and state, it is the busiest time of year for us at the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
For example, nativity scenes are going up in all kinds of public places, like courthouses, even attached to flagpoles, as if being Christian is tied to being patriotic, says Gaylor. So wherever there is a nativity, does there also need to be a menorah, a Kwanzaa wreath, a solstice scene?
And that is exactly what's happened at the Wisconsin State Capitol, where we have two signs up now, and then there's all kinds of Christian signs, and there's other protest signs. It's getting a little cluttered there in the rotunda. But I guess our feeling is if there's going to be religion in government places, then there has to be room at the inn for the views of those of us who dissent from religion or for minority religions. But we would rather see the state capitol sacrosanct and pure and above the religious fray. But once the government creates a public forum for religion, then we'll be there too.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has its own nativity scene in the state capitol. Cutouts of Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington gaze in adoration at a baby Bill of Rights while the Statue of Liberty looks on. According to Gaylor, 24% of the American people identify as non-religious. In our 2nd congressional district, that number jumps to 54% who say they aren't religious. But some Christmas enthusiasts have accused anyone who doesn't match their joy of being a Grinch. Gaylor says many non-Christmas celebrators are joyous.
And it's not like atheists and Jews and Hindus and people who don't celebrate Christmas can't enjoy this time of year. We shouldn't be treated like outsiders. Usually we get that reaction when we actually ask for separation of church and state and say the nativity scene does not belong at the county courthouse. Move it. I don't think that's being a Grinch. It's not a Grinch to defend the First Amendment. They wouldn't like it if there's a great big sign saying there's only one God, his name is Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. Right? It's the same. First Amendment protects all of us.
In fact, the Freedom From Religion Foundation members will be having their winter solstice celebration at the Freethought Hall, including music from longtime feminist Kristen Lems.
We are all in favor of non-holy cheer, good tidings, peace and goodwill to all. And we think there won't really be peace and goodwill to all until there is a separation between church and state that's very strictly observed. But most of the members of the Freedom From Religion Foundation celebrate this time of year. Probably most of them grew up in Christian homes. They may call it Christmas, they may call it holiday, they may call it winter solstice. I mean, we're just like everybody else. This time of year, we like to get together with friends and family and gift exchanges. But this was all going on well before Christianity.
And Gaylor does defend anyone who wants to celebrate in whatever way they want, even, for instance, a Jewish friend of mine who puts up a Christmas tree.
Theoretically, there's nothing religious about a tree. Of course, this is a custom that the Druids and the Germanic Teutonic people used to worship trees, and there's admonitions in the Bible against worshiping trees. So this was blasphemy. And of course, it was popularized by Albert and Victoria, and it's a pagan custom. So if your Jewish friend wants to indulge in a pagan custom at this time of year, no harm done.
Much more important and more serious are the attacks on the separation of church and state, which Gaylor sees coming, especially since the recent appointment of Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
We're holding our breath collectively about what will happen in the future, but it's all the more reason for people to support the separation of church and state. And not just those of us who are free from religion, but people who are religious need to start speaking up.
Annie Laurie Gaylor is the co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Wishing you health and happiness, whatever holiday you celebrate or don't celebrate, I'm Her Turn reporter Arlene Zalcha.
And all day I hear the bells and I will tell you all the truth. If they play the 12 days of it again, I'll rip the holly and the ivy from their roots. Those three kings would be remiss not to ask, what child is this? Green sleeves, now leave, be on your way. Would it be unkind to tell you to stop the jingle bells, Christmas songs all day long, no escape? Here they come a-wassailing, hark the herald angels sing. In the mall, deck the hall, brings me to tears. All the shepherds and the sheep, I can sing them in my sleep. Christmas songs all night long every year. All the shepherds and the sheep, I can sing them in my sleep. Christmas songs all day long every year. It came upon
a
That's worse.
Stop it. Don't.
Some